You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Do you agree today that you were wrong to oppose busing in America? Then,
no,
do you agree?
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's what I opposed.
Well,
I did not oppose.
Well, there was a failure of states to integrate public schools in America. I was part of the second class to integrate Berkeley, California public schools almost 2 decades after Brown v. Board of Education.
Because your city council made that decision. It was a local decision.
So that's where the federal government must step in.
According to the book, Biden leaned over to Pete Buttigieg at the podium to his right. They barely knew each other, but Biden was looking for someone to share the moment with. Well, he said, that was some effing BS.
Kamala Harris will easily go down as the worst vice president in U.S. history. Her rise to the office has left a trail of mediocrity, confusion, and betrayal.
Well, the Klan was what we would call today a domestic terrorist group.
Why? Why would we call them domestic terrorist group?
Because they tried to use fear and force to change political environment.
And what was the motivation for the use of fear and force?
It was based on race and ethnicity.
Right. Are you aware of the perception of many about how the power and the discretion at ICE is being used to enforce the laws? And do you see any parallels?
I do not see any parallels between
I'm talking about perception.
Officers and agents.
I'm talking about perception.
I do not see a parallel between what is constitutionally mandated as it relates to enforcing the law.
Are you aware that there's a perception?
I see no.
Are you aware that there's a
that
perception?
That puts ICE in the same category as the KKK.
She is now unleashing her resume of incompetence fueled by hypocrisy and power on the American people.
Any plans to visit the border?
I'm here in Guatemala today. At some point, you know, we are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
I've said I'm going to go to the border. And
when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border.
That Kamala Harris maintains an enemies list. Journalists who make her mad. Harris, Politico reported, quote, tracks political players and reporters whom she thinks don't fully understand or appreciate her life experience. Her life experience, like growing up in Canada.
But her facade is quickly disintegrating. As Politico reported, Vice President Kamala Harris's aides are in a panic, stating that she is effing up and perhaps shouldn't be the heir apparent for 2024's presidential race because she could not defeat whomever the Republican Party puts up. Axios reported one Democratic operative said about the 2024 concern that most Democrats aren't saying, oh no, our heir apparent is effing up. What are we going to do? It's more that people think, oh, she's effing up. Maybe she shouldn't be the heir apparent. Politico reported that after the decision was made for Harris to travel to the border, people inside her own office were blindsided by the news, and many aides began scrambling, including officials who were responsible for making travel arrangements and others outside the VP's office charged with crafting the message across the administration.
You have current aides and former aides talking like this. I think that this has a lot to do with, yes, this is just politics, but this also has a lot to do with the fact that she's a woman of color and a woman, because we know that things that are acceptable from men are not acceptable from women. Women.
Kamala Harris has.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it's that she's a black woman, not her utter incompetence, not her rise to fame being as an admitted, well, sex worker. I guess is that the politically correct way to say it these days? No, it's because she's. She's a black woman. Yeah, your typical deflection from the typical nonsense peddlers. We'll be right back with American Journal. Stay with us.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. Very big show we have for you today. Lots of videos to show you, lots of stories to cover. So let's just get right into it, shall we? Let's begin with your daily dispatch. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Wednesday, July 7th, 2021. Biden administration launching door-to-door push to vaccinate Americans. Sparks major backlash. The Biden administration is launching a new door-to-door effort to vaccinate Americans after falling short of its 4th of July goal of having 70% of the adult population with at least one shot of the coronavirus vaccine. Amid the administration's ongoing concerns of a surge of the more contagious Delta variant of the virus, President Biden pitched his plan to boost the vaccinated population during remarks he made on Tuesday. We'll show you these videos later in the program, but frankly, I find this hilarious. When they come to my house, it'll be something like this. Knock, knock, knock. Hello, we're here from the vaccine board or whatever the hell they are. And I'll say, okay, hold on one second. Let me get my camera and some pamphlets. And then we'll have a very interesting discussion on camera. And then they'll have to try to politely leave. And then I'll follow them. And I'll follow them door to door. And every time they knock on a door, I'll wait in the background, maybe holding up a sign, maybe holding up a – maybe I'll carry like an iPad and just be playing videos of vaccine reactions behind them. It'll be very fun. But no, they know that this is not going to work. After all, if you haven't gotten vaccinated yet, you're not going to get vaccinated. Nobody in America is unaware that there's a vaccine. Nobody in America is incapable of finding where the vaccine distributors are. If you want a vaccine, you've gotten a vaccine. If you don't want a vaccine, some government busybody knocking on your door is not going to convince you to get the vaccine. So here's what's going to happen. They're going to target less vaccinated communities, a.k.a. black communities and ghettos. And they're going to send trumped up government workers with their little lanyards, their little plastic badges, into the most dangerous parts of America, knocking on doors, trying to convince people to take an experimental shot. Now, say what you will about the lower income black community in America. They don't tend to trust the government for good reason. They've all heard of the Tuskegee experiment. They've all heard of the experimentation that has been carried out on black Americans in the past. They're not going to look too kindly on people trying to come and convince them to do it or seemingly force them to do it by coming door to door. So there's going to be backlash against it. There's going to be violence carried out against these people going door to door. And then they're going to say, gosh, we didn't realize how violent and angry the anti-vaxxers are. I guess we need an armed contingent to go along with these do-gooders as they spread the good word of Lord Fauci. Have you accepted Fauci as your Lord and Savior? So then they'll send out, armed guards with these people. It'll escalate into forcible vaccination. This is just laying the groundwork, and they know exactly how this is going to happen. And it's utterly pointless. Perhaps the best possible way to convince people not to get the vaccine is to send a government agent to go knock on their door to try to convince them that it's good for them. Absolutely ridiculous. Meanwhile, they are now opening new field offices for Capitol Police. Capitol Police plan to open field offices outside Washington to track threats to lawmakers. 6 months after a mob of supporters of President Donald J. Trump stormed the Capitol, the United States Capitol Police is planning to expand operations outside Washington in an effort to better protect lawmakers, beginning with the opening of field offices in California and Florida. See, they're having trouble keeping up with all of the threats against lawmakers, all of the threats that they're making up. They're having trouble keeping up with it. Remember of the dire warning of threats around April 1st, and then nothing happened. And then there was another set of dire threats around like March 15th or something. Very dire, very concerning. Nothing happened. Then there were threats of white supremacy and dangerous anti-government activity on June 19th, and then that didn't come to fruition. And then there was very intense warnings about violence to be carried out on July 4th by white supremacist groups. And then like 150 black people shot 145 other people. So there we are. Yeah, just another one of these threats, another one of these warnings, these dangerous threats that they're making up in order to justify now creating yet another national police force. Because, you know, we don't have one of those. It's not like we have the DEA and the FBI and the ATF and the CIA and the NSA and the I'm sure Homeland Security, Housing Urban Development probably has a police force, the Metro Police Force, the local police force, the statewide police force, the constables, the sheriffs. It's like we need another one. We need another set of military officers, of federal secret servicemen to go around and round up those dissidents. Incredibly disturbing, right? And we've told you time and time again on this program, I don't know how many times I've told you, defund the police means one, privatize the police, and two, federalize the police. Those are the only two options. We've told you this for literally years, that that is the entire purpose of Black Lives Matter, to destroy local police and local law enforcement and local oversight of your police in order to consolidate it into a federal service that's much more easily controlled from the top down. It's not that complicated, people. Wake the hell up. And we'll talk more about that later in the program as well. Those are your first top two stories. Here's your third. Haiti President Jovenel Moïse, I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong, killed in an attack at his home. The president of Haiti has been assassinated. He was killed in his home in the nation's capital, according to the country's interim prime minister. Claude Joseph said the president's home in Port-au-Prince was stormed by unidentified armed men at 1 p.m. local time. First Lady Martine Moïse was also injured in the attack. Mr. Joseph said all measures have been taken to guarantee the continuity of the state. Which I think this is interesting because it shows that, you know, the Clintons are branching out. It's not always suicide. Sometimes it's just straight up murder. But this is to be expected from the failed state that is Haiti. Cuomo declares gun violence emergency in New York State. Not long after the coronavirus bore down on New York last year, gun violence surged. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we figured it out, guys. The crime wave. The violent crime wave taking over cities all over the United States, specifically New York City, where we have video after video, and we'll show you some of them today, of people just being randomly knocked out in the streets, smashed with cobblestones. That was a recent one. Just sexually assaulted, broad daylight, the middle of, like, downtown Manhattan. They figured out the cause behind this. They figured out what it's all about. No, it's not the defund the police. No, it's not that they called, stop and search racist, and so they stopped doing that. No, it's not the gang violence. It's not the illegal immigrants coming in. It's not the drugs. No, it's coronavirus and it's guns. How very convenient. I'm sure they spent hours in a boardroom looking at each other going, I know we can. I know we can blame this on climate change. What do we do? How do we blame this on climate change? They had a big brainstorming session. Eventually they decided, look, we're just going to have to blame this on coronavirus and gun violence and then declare a state of emergency. So there you go. Committed almost $139 million to reverse the trend of rising shootings and murders across the state. Who is committing these? Who's committing these murders? Is it white supremacists? Of course not. How ridiculous. Media and tech moguls descend for exclusive billionaire summer camp with Bill Gates to attend. Private jets descended on Sun Valley in rural Idaho on Monday ahead of an annual billionaire summer camp for tech and media moguls. The gathering brings together the world of film, technology, design, and sports each year, although it was canceled due to the pandemic in 2020. They were busy. Yeah, they were busy during 2020. Yeah, they had other things to do during 2020. their plan was being carried out in full swing at that point. Now they need to get together and check in on each other, say, how, you know, where are we? You know, how do we move forward on this? Looks like the peasants are getting a little uppity. How do we push back a little bit? Do we pull back and lessen our push? Do we double down? Regardless, where they're going to do it, maybe the whitest place on earth. Yeah, no diversity in Idaho. No, but, you know, when the billionaires want to escape the fetid diversity swamps that they've created in the cities, they just take their private jets to the whitest, most rural place in the country, and they enjoy the fruits of that as they scheme together in a cabal to figure out how to destroy what they're enjoying. It's typical, I guess you could say. Not exactly unexpected, but we can expect a whole new round of, you know, media-fronted absurdity as soon as this meeting is over. Private jets. Just remember, folks, you will own nothing. You will have no privacy. When they say that, they mean it. You, not them.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, then we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes. We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes,
enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit TheBioPros.com today and protect your septic system. That's TheBioPros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, it's really just absolutely insane how fast the news spins here. We are 20 minutes into today's program, and during the break I go to check the news. Anything popped up in the last 20 minutes? Critical race theory high school instructor warns students not to talk about the class to anyone else. CDC reports 51% increase in suicide attempts among teenage girls. Multiple police officers, including an ATF agent, shot during an ambush in Chicago. And then I find a article on this. Easter, Pope Francis invited transgender group to Vatican to receive the coronavirus vaccine. It's just one of those days, I guess. Let's finish up here with your Daily Dispatch. President Biden dropped to his knees to kneel before the Israeli president in the White House. President Joe Biden dropped to his knees during a meeting with Israeli President Reuven Rivlin last Monday at the White House. President Rivlin and his chief of staff, Rivka Ravis, can be seen laughing at Biden during the humiliating display, saying, finally, something that truly meets the definition of the sanctification of God, Yossi Elitov of Mitpacha tweeted. President Biden kneels in honor of the ultra-Orthodox Rebecca Ravis, who combines two important careers, a mother of 12 children and the head of the outgoing staff at the president's house. Ravis will continue to sail far. The Israeli paper noted that Biden knelt in honor after being told that Ravis had no less than 12 children. Folks, having children is evil. Having children is a crime against the earth. It's the worst possible thing you can do for climate change. But if you have 12 of them, Joe Biden will kneel to you as long as you're Israeli. The two presidents talked at length about the commitment to strengthen relationships. Joe Biden saying, my commitment to Israel is known and engraved in rock. Biden said, as reported by Kippa and translated by Google, includes an unquestionable commitment to Israel's self-defense. I can say that Iran will never receive nuclear weapons on my watch. That's the president of this country declaring unquestioning loyalty to another country. Are we aware of what just happened, what we're talking about? He's kneeling in front of the president of another country and saying, you have my unquestioning support. It's carved in stone. Me, the president of the United States, swears undying and unquestioning loyalty to the state of Israel. So it's just one of those conspiracies, I guess. You know, one of these anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. It's just insane. It's insane. From Breitbart.com, paganistic trans sex worker artwork to be displayed in London's Trafalgar Square. In Trafalgar, named after the glorious victory of Admiral Lord Nelson. Trafalgar there against the forces of Napoleon. Truly a glorious time. Anyway, now it's going to be filled with transgender sex pagan artwork. So there you go. There it is. The work entitled 850 Imprints by Mexican artist Teresa Margoles depicts the faces of 850 transgender people, most of which will be dead by the time this makes. Half of them actually will end up committing suicide, since transgenderism is, at its most basic form, a mental illness. Man charged with hate crimes after racist tirade caught on video. This is the guy that we covered extensively yesterday. New Jersey man caught on video saying the magic word, and now he's been charged with a hate crime because words are crimes now. I don't know if you're aware of this yet, but there's people being imprisoned in America for making memes. There's people being imprisoned for saying bad words. Now, this guy may go to jail because he said the N-word. He said the N-word
and now he's going to jail for it. Racist insults harassing his neighbors. Was arrested twice and charged with several hate crimes. The second arrest coming as people staged hours-long protests outside of his home. So there you go. You say the bad word against the magic people, and you go to jail. This is America. That's free speech. Israel uses first-ever AI drone swarm in battle to hunt down and blitz Hamas terrorists with no human input. Isn't this exciting? Isn't this an exciting advancement in the world of techno-terrorism? Israel uses first-ever AI drone swarm deployed in battle to hunt down Hamas terrorists, it was reported. Now, the drones have no human input, but instead linked together using artificial intelligence to seek out their targets. So when they say they were used to hunt down Hamas terrorists, I guess. I mean, it hunted down somebody, but then again, it's a robot. So I don't know. A human hasn't told us that, yes, they were killing Hamas terrorists. They were just sent out and they certainly killed somebody. So there you go. We've entered into that. We've crossed that Rubicon now. We've entered into that world where now autonomous drone swarms will hunt down and kill people without even being ordered to by humans. Now, I think the good news is that our president is kneeling and bowing and swearing undying loyalty to their president. I think that keeps us safe from the swarms for now. Thank goodness. Chat control. European Parliament approves mass surveillance of private communication. Today, the European Parliament approved e-privacy derogation, allowing providers of email and messaging services to automatically search all personal messages of each citizen for presumed suspect content and report suspected cases to the police. The European Pirates delegation in the Greens EFA group strongly condemns this automated mass surveillance, which effectively means the end of privacy in digital correspondence. So, you know, you think people would be talking about this. You think this would be a topic of conversation, discussion, debate. You see, 72% of Europeans polled on this were against it. And this is what it means to live in our democracy. In our democracy, an overwhelming majority, heck, 99% of a population could be against something, but it gets passed anyway because this is our democracy. And then automated trolling tools will go through your private communication, whether it's recording you live through your microphone on your phone, whether you're aware of it or not, or trolling through your communications, whether they're chats, text messages, emails, phone calls. This automated service will troll through them, find little words that they want to identify as potentially hinting at extremism, and then they'll listen to those, they'll document that. Maybe a human doesn't even have to be involved. Maybe we just have computers troll all the communications, identify words that are suspect. They can send that information to the drone swarm. The drone swarm can go take that person out, and no human has to even be bothered. They can just continue, you know, taking private jets to Idaho in order to scheme how to continue this absurd nonsense. And finally, we have this. WeChat deletes Chinese universities' LGBT accounts in a fresh crackdown. Chinese tech giant Tencent's WeChat social media platform has deleted dozens of LGBT accounts run by university students, saying that some had broken rules on information on the internet, sparking fear of a crackdown on gay content online. Dear God, what would we do? How would we survive? How can we move forward without all the gay content online? Isn't this amazing? You have the elites in our country who basically make it illegal to not be gay, the elites in China making it illegal to be gay. And these two groups are working hand in hand together to destroy conservative America. You would think there's some sort of inconsistency in there, but there's really not. It's all about control and however control needs to be exerted. In China, it's about destroying free expression in order to bring people into cohesion by eliminating any outsiders. In America, it's about encouraging you to indulge in your most corrosive and destructive sinful behavior in order to control you through your own impulses. Different strategies, same goal, your enslavement.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
Ah!
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system. Rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is the tip of the spear fighting it.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is, you see it in the news. It is record-level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year, and now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern. All right, welcome back, folks. Texas, in the town of I got to say, that was probably the craziest Daily Dispatch I've done this entire year. We've done over 100 episodes of American Journal. It's really quite an achievement, in my opinion. That means 3 hours per day, 100 shows at least, 300 hours. Of me talking and not a single mistake, never being wrong once. What an achievement I think we've carried out here. But I mean, seriously, this has got to be the craziest Daily Dispatch. I mean, my goodness. Capitol Police opening field offices, Biden administration going door to door to push vaccines. Just total surveillance of every communication while they're putting paganistic trans sex work artwork up in the public sphere. Just mind-blowing what's going on right now. Not that it's unexpected or confusing in any way. Like, we know exactly what they're doing, what they're up to, and we've projected this from way, way back. But the fact that nobody cares or understands what's happening, it's like nobody can take that second step with their mind. Like, are people really this stupid? Like, can they really not project? Like, this is something that monkeys can do. Pigs can do this. Rats, crows can do this. Humans can't do it, apparently. Right? Like, if you go, here's point A, here's point B, the line goes like this. If there was a point C on this line, where do you think it would be? Well, you project out. You use your logic. Use your IQ. Even if it's lukewarm, even if it's room temperature, you should still be able to project where this goes from here. That's all we do. It's not that complicated. It's really not. People can't do it, though. Like, what do you think is going to happen when the Capitol Police open field offices? First of all, why would that be a good idea? Can anybody explain this to me? Why the Capitol Police would need field offices? They're the Capitol Police. They're supposed to patrol the Capitol, right? Now, they have just gaslighted just endlessly, but this is the... I mean, they're literally following the Hitler playbook, like, word for word, like, verbatim. They're just like, all right, first we do the Rockstag fire, okay? Check that right off the list, okay? Then we go after, you know, we arrest anybody that we think maybe was involved, okay? We're doing that now. Okay, now we create a police that's loyal to us alone, that's federalized, that can go anywhere, but only answers to us and serves our bidding. Okay, check that off the list. I mean, it's just they're going down the checklist, and people like can't see this. You know, it's the same with everything, but especially with these things, with this door-to-door push to vaccinate Americans, combined with the Capitol Police plan to open field offices outside of Washington, it's just like, where do they think this goes? Do you think the threat is going to end? Now, if they can fabricate a threat and then use that threat to consolidate power to themselves, do you think that threat is ever going to go away? Do you think it's going to go away, especially when considering the fact that it's not a real threat, that it never existed, that it's completely fabricated and made up, and that every month there's a new dire warning that comes to absolutely nothing? And yet every week or so, there's some black supremacist group literally like marching around with rifles yelling, kill everything that's white. It's just like, oh, I'm sure they're gonna clamp down on those people too. And like, I wouldn't even worry that much about this if the Republicans, like, even acted like they understood even a modicum of what was going on. Like, even just a bare minimum, right? It took Donald Trump 6 months of, you know, his supporters, like, yelling at him constantly, Ashley Babbitt, Ashley Babbitt, Ashley Babbitt, Ashley Babbitt. Total radio silence until, like, 2 days ago, right? 6 months, nothing. He was president for one of those months. Yeah, nothing, right? Ted Cruz, Kevin McCarthy. I mean, do any of these people even understand a little bit of where we are right now? Even Rand Paul, Thomas Massey, like, do they get it? Really? I don't think they do. If they do, they're not acting like it. Because here is where we could be if we had a legitimate, aggressive, full-force Republican Party. The Democrats right now are putting things into place that are tools specifically, only, and very usefully for crushing your political opponents. They're basically putting an ideology test in the military. They're putting ideology tests in the local police forces. They're creating their own police forces. They're attempting, and in some cases successfully, ejecting people from the Congress who disagree with them. They're using every lever at their disposal, and they're inventing new ones at the same time to crush their political enemies. Here's the poison pill in their little plan. They don't have total control yet. So if we had a legitimate Republican Party, do you know what could happen? What could happen is all of these, all of this infrastructure that the Democrats are setting up could be turned against them very easily. You have these orders about domestic terror targeting Americans. You have the Capitol Police going out to hunt them, the FBI kicking down their door in the middle of the night to arrest pregnant women and grandfathers in front of their grandchildren. Now, what could happen is the Republicans could see this and go, holy crap, they are laying the groundwork for genocide. They are literally trying to kill us off. They are doing everything they can to subjugate us under their control with the intention of eliminating us once they do that. They could recognize that threat and they could fight back with the aggressiveness that is required to counter this attack. Instead, what would happen is, let's say the Republicans, you know, everybody in America wakes up, they realize how stupid and hypocritical the Democrats are, the Democrats fail in 2022 or even 2024, and suddenly the Republicans have the control of all of this infrastructure. Suddenly all of this domestic terror law and all of these commissions that they're making, suddenly the Republicans could use that to crush their opposition. They could use all this infrastructure that's now being deployed against them. They could take control because we still have a chance to do that in this country. We are not gone. They have not succeeded in their plans. So they're erecting this infrastructure prematurely. And we could reverse it. Instead, what would... Do you think Ted Cruz? Can you possibly imagine Kevin McCarthy, even Jim Jordan or Matt Gaetz actually going, okay, now we're in charge. Now we're turning this against you. Now in the same way that you rounded up and charged with terrorism everybody who even set foot on the Capitol grounds on January 6th. We are rounding up absolutely every single person that participated in a Black Lives Matter rally that got violent. We're going to round up thousands of people all over the United States using exactly the same tactics, the same justification, the same laws, and the same law enforcement agencies that you use. We're going to do exactly what you're doing. We're going to do it to you just like you're doing it to us. We could do that. That is possible. They are building this infrastructure. It's either you or them. We could make that decision. Can you possibly see that happening? Can you possibly see it happening? Especially since you actually have Republicans now in favor of this.
Like, oh, well, they're domestic terrorists. I'm not a domestic terrorist, so go ahead.
Right? They're actually going along with it. They're in support of this. So, the Democrats, with all of this outrageous, ridiculously tyrannical maneuvers that they're making, are setting themselves up to be utterly crushed once Republicans take control. The problem, the Republicans are in on it. And if they're not in on it, they're utter cowards who would never once suggest doing what the Democrats are doing to them. Which means the Republicans are suicidal and pointless and useless. So, you know, maybe we can get this message to the Republicans. Maybe we could actually get somebody in office. Maybe we could actually show them, hey, they're trying to kill you. Kill them first. It's literally as simple as that. I use the metaphor constantly of just like before we had the gun. We had the gun and the Democrats were going, hey, I'm going to come over, take that gun and turn it against you. And we went, you shouldn't do that. And now they're doing it.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is. You see it in the news. It is record level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year. And now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy t-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com. And please try to keep us on the air.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vasobeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is, they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man, trust in God to lead, God, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists and realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. I have a lot of videos to show you. I'll save those for the next hour. We'll keep talking about politics here because the question is often asked, who's really running the show? Clearly, it's not Joe Biden, let's be honest. Let's be clear here. Joe Biden ain't running a hell of a lot of anything right now. He's the puppet, and everybody knows it. Not really a puppet, more like a cadaver. More like a cadaver with strings wrapped around him. Like a brain dead person. You know? But everybody knows he's not the one making decisions. So the question is, who is? Who is making the decision? Now, it's not actually that hard to understand. After all, who created the Great Reset? That actually, for a brief time, became the slogan of Joe Biden's campaign, Build Back Better. The slogan of the Great Reset. Also pushed by the royal family, created by Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. I mean, all of these organizations coordinate with each other, and it's a cabal of billionaires and trillionaires who work together in order to implement their policy with the intention of consolidating, centralizing, and controlling all aspects of industrial and political institutions in America. This is what's laid out in the lockstep document with the Rockefeller Foundation. So it's not like there's one, you know, sort of shadowy group of a very small amount of people. It's a lot of people, and they're all interconnected and intertwined, and a lot of them are invading Idaho this weekend. But there's another subset that has supplied nearly the entirety of Joe Biden's administration. So who's really controlling the Biden administration? Obviously Israel. Biden is literally kneeling to them, pledging undying loyalty. But that's not what I'm talking about here. No, no. There's something else. What is the purpose of the Great Reset? I say it all the time. It's the Great Merger. It is the combination of corporatism and governmental control into one singular global unity. Essentially the takeover of takeover and superseding of national governments by corporate interests. And that's what's going on here. It's called the Great Reset, stakeholder capitalism. All this stuff is intertwined. So here's a perfect example of that and a very illuminating article from Becker News. 23 high-ranking officials in Biden administration all come from the same shadowy firm. It's called West Exec. It describes itself as a diverse group of senior national security professionals with the most recent experience at the highest levels of U.S. government, with deep networks and knowledge in the field of defense policy, foreign policy, intelligence, cybersecurity, international economics, strategic communication. Our team has worked together around the White House Situation Room table, deliberating and deciding our nation's foreign and national security policies. This is what they say. This is what they're bragging about, right? Our democracy. Our democracy is determined by these scumbags and this private institute. West Exec. So again, maybe it's just self-inflating, but it's not, because we'll see. We'll see the number of people actually included in this organization. So when they say that West Exec has worked together in the White House Situation Room, deliberating and deciding our nation's foreign and national security policies, they're not lying. They might be bragging, but they're not lying. They really do. Is this okay? Are we okay with this, right? You would think the people deciding our national policy would be the representatives that the people elect and that are responsible to fulfilling the promises they made to their constituents, but it's not. It's not. It's decided by these people, by a private organization that now essentially runs the Biden administration. This article hilariously says this: at least we can rest easy that it hasn't been President Joe Biden who's been calling the shots. No, clearly not. But a closer look at West Exec Advisors find that it manages portfolios for some of the biggest companies in the world, drawing concerns about private companies co-opting U.S. security and intelligence policies. However, West Exec does not publicly disclose the names of its clients, only describing them in broad terms. Quote, the insularity of this network of policymakers poses concerns about the potential for groupthink, conflicts of interest, and what can only be called, however oxymoronically, legalized corruption. The Intercept, an American prospect, noted on West Exec's influence, quote, the private sector can, in essence, co-opt the public sector. Yes, this is happening. Let's take a look at the list of the people, West Exec employees who now run our country. Tony Blinken, U.S. Secretary of State, actually co-founded and is a managing partner of West Exec. They may say they run our foreign policy, but, you know, their co-founder is the Secretary of State, so maybe there's something to that. Maybe that's a concern that we should be worried about. That's just the first. You also have Avril Haines, Director of National Intelligence. David S. Cohen, Deputy Director at the CIA. Lisa Monaco, Deputy Attorney General. All three of them were principals in this organization. Chris Inglis, National Cyber Director. Jen Psaki, White House Press Secretary. Eli Ratner, Assistant Secretary of Defense for Indo-Pacific Security Affairs and Senior Advisor. That's an impressive list, and as concerning as it might be that one security cabal could single-handedly consolidate such influence in one presidential administration, even the list isn't done yet, is it? What about Colin Thomas Jensen, National Security Director for USAID? What about Michael Camilleri, Senior Advisor to the USAID Admin? Gabrielle Chaffetz, Special Assistant to the Secretary of Defense for Policy, Senior Associate. What about Julian Smith, Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State? See, these are all the same type of people, and I'd be interested to know how many West execs were in the Trump administration, because these are the types of positions, you know, in the Biden administration, West exec has the senior positions. They control the U.S. Secretary of State, the Director of National Intelligence, the Deputy Director of the CIA, the Deputy Attorney General, the Cyber Director, the Press Secretary, and the Secretary of Defense for Indo-Pacific Security Affairs. So they have these positions. These are the major positions. But the under positions, the secretaries, the senior advisors, the senior directors, the counselors to the Deputy Director, Secretary of Treasury, they have all these. I'm going to go ahead and guess they also had these positions under the Trump administration. And I'm going to guess it's people like this that were the ones that were undermining President Trump, because President Trump may be able to, you know, appoint the Secretary of State. But what happens when all of the advisors and all of the assistants and all of the second in commands to the Secretary of State are a part of a cabal called West Exec that is working on their own interests and decide that Trump's orders are counter to their interests, so they'll ignore Trump's orders and carry out the orders from West Exec? Because that's exactly what happened, and they bragged about it. They talked about it constantly. They were, I'm part of the resistance, and I'm inside the Trump campaign. That was an article in the New York Times, right? Yeah, West Executive Avenue is where this is, where the name comes from. The official site says that it's the closed street that runs between the West Wing of the White House in the Eisenhower Executive Office Building. It is quite literally the road to the Situation Room. And it is the road everyone associated with West Exec advisors crossed many times en route to meetings of the highest national security consequence. All right, so you have the White House with the President of the United States elected by the people in order to be the supreme executive of the land and to carry out the desires of his constituents. You have the Eisenhower Building, which is where the Vice President's office is. The Situation Room, it's where things are carried out. And right in the middle of that, you have a private organization who's inserted themselves and injected themselves and now hold the supreme positions in Biden administration. So you want to know who is running the Biden administration? It's West Exec. It's this private security advisory organization that has its own list of concerns, its own goals that it's trying to reach that may coincide with the goals of America and may not. But either way, they're going to get their way. And even if we elect somebody that opposes them in office, well, guess what? They control all of their underlings. So who do you think they're going to answer to? Not the American people. That's for damn sure. So this makes at least 30 executives from one shadowy firm that has spread its tentacles around a single presidential administration. If that isn't a takeover of the U.S. government, what is? I'll tell you what is. The Great Reset. BlackRock, the company now buying up houses for 20 to 50% over asking in order to turn them into rental properties in order to carry out the Great Reset World Economic Forum promise of you'll own nothing and turn you into a renter instead of a homeowner. They're who the Biden administration advised with before the coronavirus pandemic ever began. And BlackRock was the one who dictated to the Biden administration. It was the Trump administration at that point. But it was BlackRock who was the one who was consulted and was instrumental in dictating how our response to coronavirus would be. So we've been taken over by corporate interests fully.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that was fun. In fact, you speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We now have major leaders in Canada saying they're using COVID to bring in martial law to silence dissent. They say it in national TV press conferences. They are going public with tyranny. And now, Biden has launched the COVID tracking teams in the name of the Delta tracking teams, the Delta plus variant tracking teams, coming door to door to harass the unvaccinated. This is the Iron Fist.
I am here to talk to you today about the Delta variant that causes COVID-19. Well, anyone who is not vaccinated is most at risk. Younger people are less likely to be vaccinated. That puts the entire cohort of younger people at greater risk.
We need everyone to get vaccinated. We do this together. By July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends will be able to celebrate Independence Day. That will make this Independence Day something truly special.
When I got vaccinated, the first thing on my mind was I can finally see my friends
and go out to dinner. I feel more comfortable taking our children out and about.
See my family.
Hugging my grandchildren again.
Hanging out together, being fully vaccinated.
Being vaccinated means I can walk at my college graduation.
I was able to marry the girl of my dreams.
We tend to use the word isolation for someone who is a case, confirmed. We tend to use the word quarantine for someone who's at risk of being a case, usually a contact. So on that basis, we advise that all suspect cases are tested and all suspect cases are isolated in an appropriate medical facility. In low incidence areas where there are sporadic cases or clusters, we advise that all contacts should be quarantined. Ideally, that quarantine should occur in a place other than the home. They did that with community workers, with public health workers, visiting the houses, checking on people, checking their health status every day and saying, how are you? Have you got a fever? Have you got a cough? And if a contact has developed a cough or a fever, they were taken immediately for testing. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's how sick these people are. Casting themselves as the heroes, the rest of us as the evil disease spreaders. And now Biden White House deployed Delta variant response teams across the U.S. to communities with low vaccination rates. And they're going to force their way into homes and, quote, force people to be tested with fraudulent machines that are 94% false positive. And it's far worse than that already in Europe, Canada, places like Australia, where they have been arresting people for a year that protest online.
Now, you're under arrest in relation to incitement.
Incitement?
A young mother, still in her pyjamas, is cuffed.
What on earth? Excuse me, what on earth?
Slapped with a search warrant in front of her partner and young children.
This. An ultrasound in an hour?
Yeah, she's pregnant.
But Ballarat detectives were determined to question Zoe Bueller after the 28-year-old allegedly created this Freedom Day Facebook event, asking her friends to remember the 5th of September.
I wasn't breaking any laws by doing that.
You are breaking all. That's why I'm arresting arresting you in relation to insult.
How can you arrest her? That's
in front of my two children.
The former cleaner turned candle maker has posted that COVID is a hoax, and police allege she was behind an anti-lockdown demonstration similar to those planned in major cities across the world this Saturday.
They also censor medical treatments, medical doctors. This is a giant exercise in raping our freedoms, raping our speech, raping our bodies, and forcing their deadly gene therapies into us. I got mainstream news going, we don't know why they're doing that. I mean, whoa! Who's giving the directives? Grab the clipboard, find out what the directions are. This is mass crime. This is mass murder. Holy hell!
Well, very powerful stuff. That is the latest from John Bound. You can find it at band.videoinfos.com. Delta variant expands indefinite lockdown, and that'll be the topic of our next segment. This next hour will be the it will be like the Noah's Ark of terrible things, because there's two of everything. I got a lot of pairs of videos, because one is enlightening, two, mind-blowing.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is. You see it in the news. It is record level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year. And now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of American Journal has begun on this Wednesday, the 7th of July. Nick Fuentes will be in studio with us here at the Central Austin World Headquarters of InfoWars. He'll be in studio at 10 a.m. Very excited about that. We still have a lot of stories to cover here today. And in the next hour, I'll be showing you lots of very, very revealing videos. And as I mentioned in that last segment, they come in pairs. They come in pairs because one of these videos will be enlightening. When you see two of them together, it reveals the true depth of understanding that's necessary in order to comprehend where we are as a species. Let's begin. Where do we begin? So many good ones. Let's start with lockdown forever, because this is clip number 11. Because this goes along with the video that you just saw, the Delta variant will basically provide indefinite lockdowns forever, every variant. Now the Lambda variant is new and terrifying and very scary. Of course, if you look at charts of deaths versus infections, you actually see a massive spike of Delta variant infections. The death rate perfectly flat, which is very interesting. So probably not that dangerous, really, but it's a great little system they've set up, isn't it? You don't even have to, you know, qualify the variant with where it came from or what is special about it. You just have a Greek letter that you slap on it. New variant, Lambda, new variant, Epsilon, new variant, Omicron, right? Just whatever you want to call it. New variant, Pikachu. It's just, oh, the Pikachu variant. Everybody locked down quick. What are they? Where'd they come from? Who knows? Who cares? Just shut up. Go inside. Wear your mask. Take the shot. Social distance. Be a slave, right? That's all they really care about. So let's take a look at one of the people advocating for this, making a statement in no uncertain terms. She thinks a lockdown should last forever. And here she is.
Just making sure there's good ventilation, or if there's not, wearing face masks and hand and surface hygiene. We'll need to keep these going in the long term, and that will be good not only for COVID, but also to reduce others.
So when you say long term, sorry to interrupt, Professor McKee. Jen, when you say long term, what do you mean by that?
How long?
Very quickly.
I think forever, to some extent.
Because when you say that, oh gosh, forever.
Forever. You go inside, sit down, do not talk to your friends, do not hug or kiss your family members. But you know, the real interesting thing about that comment, she got cut off there. Maybe she got cut off on purpose, right? Because what she was saying was giving away the game. It was revealing the cards. In fact, let's play this video again. Listen to as she says, we'll need this to go on forever and not just because of COVID. She actually starts going into other things that the lockdown will help with when this news reporter cuts her off and says, oh, what do you mean? What do you mean how long this will be? But listen to what she's saying, because what she's saying is this lockdown, it's not just effective for COVID. It'll be effective for all sorts of things now that NHS is under so much stress, right? The National Health Service, the socialized medicine in England that everybody loves so much and is so happy about over there, they can't keep up with the demand. That's why tens of thousands of cancer diagnoses are going undiagnosed, actually. That's why hundreds of thousands of smaller concerns are not being dealt with right now. NHS can't handle it. So now they're saying this lockdown is not just good for COVID. It's good for all sorts of stuff. I mean, heck, how many problems are there that the NHS has to deal with that lockdown could help with? Maybe we can expand that to climate change. Maybe we can expand it to carbon control. Maybe we can, now this our crew is too good. I'm building to that, darn it. That's the second video. I told you there's two videos and they go hand in hand. We're going to go back to this first video because, again, listen to what she's saying. She wants to use this lockdown not just for coronavirus, but for other things as well. Let's roll it.
Making sure there's good ventilation or if there's not wearing face masks and hand and surface hygiene. We'll need to keep these going in the long term. And that will be good not only for COVID, but also to reduce others.
So when you say long term, the NHS is sorry to interrupt, Professor McKee. Jen, when you say long term, what do you mean by that? How long? Very quickly.
I think forever, to some extent.
Why didn't you say that? Oh gosh, forever.
It's like, how could you say that? That's ridiculous. That's outrageous. Just like, okay, all right. Yeah, it is. It is. No, it's so funny that the crew, so this is what happened to me. I saw these videos in reverse. I saw the video, the next video I'm about to show you, I saw yesterday. I thought, that's pretty bad. I might show that on the air, you know, on the show. And then this morning I saw the video you just watched. Of her saying lockdown should go on forever, and I thought, I recognize that woman. And I went back and I found the old clip that exposes that this woman is a communist, is an avowed communist. And perhaps that influences why she would have that that response. So it's funny that the crew brings up the article saying that she's a communist because they clearly recognize it as well. We make the same connections here. But that was the first video, her saying that lockdown should go on forever. Ha, how silly is that? And then here's her, clip number 17. Being asked about her communist influences.
That you think that we shouldn't lift restrictions at all on the 19th, that we should carry on exactly as we are. Am I right? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, lifting restrictions will increase transmission. And with all the problems that I've just talked about, it doesn't seem to me the best time to do that.
All right, so
a few weeks ago, we actually postponed lifting restrictions because the situation was so serious. But the situation's even more serious now than it was then.
Listen, there's a point I really have to put to you, and you'll be aware of this, because there's been a lot of commentary about this in the British media, about you. And it's to do with your politics. And you know what I'm going to ask you. You've been a member of the Communist Party for about 40 years now. You're still a member. And we know that communism is basically statist. We look at communist countries around the world, and we see that they are tremendously top-down dominant and controlled societies that they rule over. And I just wonder, and I'm putting this question on behalf of those who wonder about your politics, if your politics actually informs your sense of control. It's not just the medical arguments, but you have a kind of a political bent to want the state to tell people what to do.
I've come on your programme as a scientist.
Oh, yeah.
For all people who come onto your programme as scientists, they come on to talk about the evidence, relevant theories, how we approach our scientific disciplines, and you don't ask other scientists about politics. So I'm very happy to speak about science, which is what my job is, and to limit it to that.
Oh, yeah. We'll limit it to that.
And inform your opinion on this subject.
I'm saying that I agreed to come on this programme as a scientist, and I'm very happy to talk to you about the issues that you're raising as a scientist, is the same for other scientists that you invite onto the program.
That's a perfectly fair answer. Thank you for that.
A perfectly fair answer for a communist dirtbag carpetbagger traitor. Yeah, they're perfectly good. A perfectly good answer for you. Isn't this amazing? She's like, I'm a scientist, and you invited me to talk about science. It's like, okay, what is your scientific conclusion? Oh, I think the government should take complete control and should lock down its citizens and demand that they adhere to their dictates under penalty of jail for all sorts of things. Lock them down for the coronavirus, lock them down for climate change. I think the government should have massive control over the people of the UK. It's like, that sounds communist. They're like, well, how dare you? I am a scientist. My politics have nothing to do with it. It's a sheer coincidence that my scientific conclusion completely relates to, corresponds with, and directly mirrors my communist ideals. It's maybe because communism is so scientific. Perhaps that's why. We don't know, but it's much easier to trick stupid people if you use a posh accent like this, right? No, how dare you? How dare you question the fact that I'm a communist? I'm a member of the Communist Party for 40 years, and here I am using my stature as a scientist to encourage communism through the back door by way of scientific consensus. It's totally obvious what's happening here. Like, utterly absurd that people can't see this for what it is. When the communist scientist tells you her science says that the government should have total control and communism should be implemented, just know she's just a communist. Communists aren't human. They can't be trusted. They lie. They think that their ideology is supreme above all else, and it justifies any sin required to get to that point. She's a liar and a deceiver.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazy as things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old.
And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system. Rendered down to be servile minions of a system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world that realizes a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching us on InfoWars.com, band.video. I should mention, now that we're almost halfway through the show, that you can support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. It's been quite a while since I've taken a moment out of my show to promote InfoWars Store, which is frankly stupid of me, because I wouldn't be here if you didn't go to InfoWarsStore.com. We wouldn't have this platform. The crew wouldn't be here. The infrastructure in order to broadcast this message wouldn't be here. None of this would be here without InfoWarsStore.com, because that is how we get our funding, not from billionaires, not from shadowy cabals, but from you, the American people, the info warriors that appreciate the fact that there is still an outlet that will unapologetically stand for freedom, justice, and the American way, and continues to do so despite the continuous and never-ceasing onslaught of attacks from everybody from the American government to the globalist cabals to the mainstream media. You know, during the commercial break there, I was just watching that segment with Brian Stelter and that possum that he has on and tried to smear us. Every week, every month, there's a new hit piece. There's a new attempt to bring us down, and yet we survive because of the encouragement and support of you, the viewer, the American people. We so appreciate it. Really, we cannot express how blessed we are to be able to talk like this and have this outlet. And we're all in, folks, and we hope that you are too, because this is truly the crucible, the crux of humanity. The hour is late. The time is near. And it's more important now than ever that you go to InfoWars Store and promote this bastion of free speech in an endless sea of controlled insanity. InfoWarsStore.com. Great sales going on. The July 4th super sale has been extended. A few more days left to get massive discounts on your favorite products like DNA Force Plus, Bodies, both those 40% off right now. So the super sale has been extended. So you see all this nonsense going on. You wonder, how do we fight back? What can we do? Well, InfoWars has already had a track record of bringing about change, has already massively shifted the political landscape towards freedom's favor. So just know, any penny that you spend at InfoWars Store is a bullet in the chamber of the information warriors. And we thank you so much for doing that and for supporting us in that way. Now, I have a couple videos to show you, once again in conjunction with one another. I might actually have three. I might show three here because there's another layer to this. But first, I want to play a video that I played yesterday, but it is just that important. It is the former director of DARPA who left DARPA went directly to Google and was very excited about unveiling an ingestible microchip that turns your entire body into an antenna. I'd like to know how this technology works, but maybe that's beyond me. It's above my pay grade. All I need to know is take the pill, and then you become a resonant frequency emitter for Google. So here she is, head of Google's DARPA wing, I guess, former head of DARPA itself, Regina E. Duncan, unveiling this ingestible microchip.
Including authentication in just your daily habits. So I take a vitamin every morning. What if I could take vitamin authentication?
What?
Vitamin authentication. Look, I have one right here. Well, here, I'll let you hold it. Would you like to hold it?
I'll hold it.
Okay. So this...
You guys see it?
This pill has a small chip inside of it with a switch. It also has what amounts to an inside-out potato battery. When you swallow it, the acids in your stomach serve as the electrolyte, and they power it up, and the switch goes on and off. And it creates an 18-bit ECG-like signal in your body, and essentially your entire body becomes your authentication token. Yes, this is true. Okay?
Okay, but...
Okay, so wait. So it's really true. So what this means is that that becomes my first superpower. I really want this superpower. It means that my arms are like wires, my hands
are
like alligator.
We can pull that down because we saw yesterday, and you can see the video on Bandai Video if you want to see the whole thing. But that's the gist of it there. DARPA director Regina E. Duncan joins Google and helps to create a microchip that you can ingest as a pill that will then make your entire body emit a frequency that can then be used as a means of authentication, but essentially it is a radio frequency signal unique to you that your entire body then outputs. That could be pretty useful, couldn't it? If you want to enslave the entire human race and technocratic control. Which, hey, speaking of, World Economic Forum made this little presentation about a very similar technology that they've developed. I want to show this presentation. Once again, this is from the World Economic Forum. Klaus Schwab created stakeholder activism. Linda Forza Rothschild, Mark Benioff, Pope Francis, all into this. They're the ones that came up with the Great Reset. They're the ones running the entire show at this point, coordinating together and helping each other to carry out these plans. So here's a presentation by the World Economic Forum about a constant emotion monitor, very similar to the DARPA pill that we just heard about.
Just imagine North Korea in 20 years when everybody has to wear a biometric bracelet which constantly monitors your blood pressure, your heart rate, your brain activity 24 hours a day. You listen to a speech on the radio by the great leader and they know what you actually feel. You can clap your hands and smile, but if you're angry, they know you'll be in the gulag tomorrow morning. And if we allow the emergence of such total surveillance regimes, don't think that the rich and powerful in places like Davos will be safe.
That last line is really the illuminating one, isn't it? Isn't it? Because he's warning the people there. He's saying, this probably sounds pretty good to you. It's probably something that you'd be very happy with. Oh, but be careful because it might happen to you too. It might also affect the rich and powerful. Because again, when the World Economic Forum says you will own nothing, you will have no privacy, they mean it. You will not. They will. When they say you will have no, they don't mean there will be no privacy, there will be no ownership. They're saying they are going to consolidate and claim all ownership and all privacy for themselves. Right. They're meeting today in Sun Valley, Idaho. Are we going to get a live stream of their meeting? Are we going to be able to walk in and talk to them? Are reporters able to get in and find out what's going on? Of course not. They've got armed security, probably 5 miles out. You probably can't get anywhere close without having an AK-47 or a AR-15 pointed at your face. Men in masks shouting you down and asking where you came from. They have more privacy than anybody. You aren't going to, though. I thought this was great. Just sort of coincidence that I was going to cover this anyway, Orwell and Good on Twitter put out this meme today. Facebook says, privacy no longer a social norm, says Facebook founder. Meanwhile, Mark Zuckerberg just spent more than $30 million buying four neighborhood houses for privacy. So you won't have privacy, but they will. They won't be monitored, but you will. And now they're coming out with the pills and the bracelets and the implants they need to monitor you at a subconscious level. And they're rolling it out.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is, you see it in the news. It is record-level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year, and now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeover is trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate-controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, they're just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize the Great Reset post-industrial world, but to realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks, to American Journal. You know, the most interesting thing about this constant emotion monitor that the World Economic Forum was just warning you against, right? They're like, oh, dear, no, we wouldn't want that. It already exists. Like, it's already out there. And this is one of those things, like, again, the projection that people seem to be incapable of. It's not that complicated. I don't know. Maybe it's part of what gets me into this line of work, in that you can picture how evil people will use things, right? Fitbits, Apple Watches, they monitor your heartbeat already, okay? They're already tied to your phone. As soon as they came out, it was like, okay, so they can monitor your heartbeat, and that's connected to your phone. So if you're watching something on your phone, they can see your heartbeat. They can see how you feel about the thing that you're watching. They can monitor that. On top of that, they have a facial recognition camera front-facing on the phone. So whatever you're watching, they can be capturing your face and monitoring it for emotional changes. It already exists. The technology's already there. It's already being used and employed in a lot of cases. So it's like they're like warning about this thing that already exists and has for a while. And it's obvious how it would be used. And this happens time and time again. They come up with the technology. Creative people go, hey, here's how this could be used for bad. And they go, no, it would never be used for that. How dare you? That's conspiracy theory. And like a year later, it's like, hey, you know, we could be using this to monitor people. Same thing with the smart meters. It was like, okay, so you're going to put a meter on a house that doesn't just track electronics usage, it actually tracks which electronics are being used and at what time and has individual control over each outlet. That is a surveillance nightmare, and also means you could shut off people's appliances remotely. There's no way this is good. And they're like, wow, crazy conspiracy theory. I used to get in big arguments with people going, it'll never be used like that. And then sure enough, from the BBC, 5 years after smart meters have been implemented everywhere, BBC goes, we could use these smart meters to make sure our elderly people are okay. You know, we can use the smart meters and monitor it. And if there's any inconsistency, you know, this old lady, you know, makes tea at noon every day. She didn't make tea today. You know, her tea kettle didn't consume the power it normally consumes. Maybe we should go check on her. See, it's a good thing now that the surveillance is being used. It's a good thing that the smart meters can surveil you, and it turns out that we were right the entire time when we were telling you that that's exactly what they were for. So all of this technology, a lot of it's already there, a lot of it's already in use. Now they're just coming out and talking about using it, or, you know, explaining how it's going to be used. But just know Google, Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, the World Economic Forum, Davos, Sun Valley Retreat, like, this is the cabal. These are the people taking over the world. Is this that complicated to understand? They're all working together. They all have the same agenda. They all are open about the fact that they're going to use every ounce of influence they have, whether it's subtle psychological influence, whether it's overt military influence, whatever it takes to bring you under control and to eventually destroy you. Like, they're open about it. They're calling it the Great Reset. They branded it. So it's just like, where is everybody? What are we doing? You have a cabal of multinational corporations, the largest in the history of the world, now joining together, becoming one with governments around the world in order to create an unelected corporate superstate that supersedes and eventually absorbs your national sovereignty. That's what they are telling you that they're doing. Does anybody care? Is anybody going to do anything about this? Anybody feel like asking questions about who these people are or what their agenda really is? Or are we just too stupid? Like, can we just not connect A and B? Do we not understand that 2 plus 2 equals 4? It's very, very simple what's going on here. So let's combine what we just heard about a pill that turns your entire body into an antenna, somehow creating your cells to output some sort of radio frequency. Let's combine that with the World Economic Forum talking about, you know, bracelets, maybe like the bracelets they're issuing in Israel or the bracelets they're issuing in New York City that say that you're vaccinated and have your medical information on them. That'd be pretty useful, wouldn't it? Let's take these, combine these with this next video, clip number 5, about the fact that Google is actually one of the primary investors and creators of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Let's go to clip number 5.
Yeah, this is, what was that? Google is invested in AstraZeneca?
Yeah, so the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine, they've been publicly framing for a long time as nonprofit. That's not exactly true because the two developers of that at the Jenner Institute at Oxford, Sarah Gilbert and Adrian Hill, have a company on which the technology of that vaccine is based called Vaxitech, and Google Ventures is one of the main investors in that company, which is set to make a lot of profits. As soon as they decide that the pandemic from their perspective has ended, which they can make that declaration, they can make as a company whenever they feel like it, really.
I didn't quite understand. How does this work? How can they end the pandemic? And what happens if they say this is the end? Vaxitech, I guess. Yeah.
Well, it's how they set this up. So they just declare it as that. They can do that as a company, but they don't necessarily have to publicly say if that's the case or not, and then they can begin generating more profit than they have been off of the AstraZeneca vaccine candidate.
Mm-hmm.
I should mention also that in addition to Google, the UK government is also directly invested in Vaxitech and is expected to make a profit off of that vaccine, despite, you know, how it was presented to the public. And then the other main stakeholder is Bravos Capital, which, if I'm not mistaken, was set up by the former head of global equity trading at Deutsche Bank. Oh. So those are the people that...
Fits right in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got the largest banks in the world, places like BlackRock, working together with Google, who's funding AstraZeneca to create a vaccine for a disease that was released by the Chinese Wuhan lab in coordination with the NIAID. You've got Facebook and Twitter censoring any discussion about this, censoring discussion about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, which are cheap, effective alternatives to the vaccine. They'll censor that. So they're all working hand in hand together. Google, of course, is one of the primary pushers of this, and they're the ones who are hiring former DARPA engineers to come over and start developing the pills that turn your entire body into an antenna, and they're also the ones creating the vaccine, and they're working hand in hand with the World Economic Forum. Here's an interesting blog post from Microsoft in February 22nd of this year. Let's just take a look at the first sentence alone, shall we? It's an article called A Promising Step Forward on Disinformation. Quote, what can we do? Those words continued to echo as I returned home from the World Economic Forum in Davos in early 2019. The director of a major news organization asked me that question point blank after we reviewed several deep fake videos together at a meeting I had arranged with him to discuss efforts being made by Microsoft's Defend Democracy program. So again, it's just like, this one sentence, what can we do? This is a major media outlet asking Microsoft at the World Economic Forum, what can we do to perpetuate your concept of democracy? And what they're talking about doing is creating a content authenticity program to where any file created on a Microsoft computer will have an indelible mark upon it that will be able to determine where it's coming from, no matter how many times it's re-uploaded or how many times it's, you know, changed form, that will still have in its most base code a tracking mechanism in order to trace it back to whoever created it. So in this case, you can take something like InfoWars, and anything we create will have an indelible mark on it, and then they'll be able to track where it goes and more effectively silence us.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would, and now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Final segment of this hour. Nick Fuentes will be with me in studio next hour. Very excited to have him in and talk about all sorts of topics that we've discussed here today. Remember to go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us. After all, we are truly a dissident media organization. I mean, we have on people that nobody else will have on. We discuss topics that nobody else will discuss. We point out obvious realities that are apparently hidden from the American public by the mainstream media. I think what we do is incredibly important, and I hope that you agree. And if you do, please go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us. After all, it's not just us you're supporting. It's yourself as well. When you go there and you buy one of our incredible supplements, it really can improve your life. You hear it time after time as people call in to this show and expound on the incredible properties that our supplements contain. Stuff that you don't even expect. I mean, people start taking a supplement for one thing, and it turns out they get an entirely different benefit from it that they didn't expect. It can really be wonderful when you discover the power of nature in these supplements. I mean, it's not like we're creating something in a lab somewhere. This isn't snake oil that we're cooking up. It's natural things, stuff like turmeric in bodies. We just have the scientific processes to extract it at such a high concentration that it's more powerful than any other supplement out there. And you can tell just from the color itself. The curcuminoids are the orange part. That's the healthy part of turmeric. That's what is the effective ingredient in bodies. And it's higher than just about any other supplement on the market. So you're not only helping us, you're helping yourself, and you're experiencing the incredible effects that these supplements can have. We hope that you go to InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air. I have a lot of other stuff talking about. Maybe I'll save some of these for next one test. Yeah, maybe not. Some of this is a little gross. Zoophiles having sex with animals, embraced by pride. Yeah, we talked about that last week, and it's continuing. So, you know, whether the P or the B will be added to LGBT, yet to be seen. Who wins out first, pedophiles or the bestiality proponents? I don't want to discuss that with anybody, quite frankly. But there it is. Let's take a moment to talk about the police. The police, the police, the police. Now, we've said time and time again, defunding the police means two things. It means federalizing the police and privatizing the police. The primary purpose of this is to eliminate the control that local organizations have over their own law enforcement in order to exert greater control. One of the things that we've been talking about, you know, they would want to target would be the sheriffs, because sheriffs are sort of a last bastion of constitutionality around the country. They can actually stand up against the feds in many cases and prevent the feds from overreaching the constitutional safeguards. There's another type of law enforcement called constables. These are like mini sheriffs. These are like small-time sheriffs. Houston, Texas, has lots of these constables. But here's the issue. They elected a socialist to be the judge of Harris County, a woman named Lena Hidalgo. When she first got elected, I talked about her quite often because she is utterly incompetent, completely unqualified, totally inexperienced, and an open socialist activist whose main primary campaign pledge was to use the power of the office as judge of Harris County, not to better the lives of the people of Harris County, but to use those facilities and those powers that vested in her in order to progress the socialist agenda. Right? That's what she promised in her campaign. She was like, yeah, we'll use that money, you know, that's there for like, you know, the number one priority of the judge of Harris County is to like stop flooding from destroying things. Now, she's failed on that multiple times. Flooding in Harris County is worse than it's ever been because she's focused on other things. She's focused on her socialist activism, and we warned you about this. Well, now she's taking it to an absurd degree. From Fox 26, Houston. We cannot afford to have these. Harris County strips constables of savings during crime wave. Widely perceived in Greater Houston as the essential grassroots of neighborhood safety, Harris County constables this week sustained a substantial financial setback at the direction of Judge Lena Hidalgo and the Democratic majority on the commissioner's court. Quote, we cannot afford to have these saving accounts. We can't. We have to spend money tackling the rise in violent crime, said Hidalgo. Again, this is just the insanity of these people. We have to tackle the rising crime, so we're going to defund the police. Literally, that's their thought process. And these people have ultimate power in our country. Retards. Utter morons. Totally destructive psychopaths running our entire country. At the tail end of a marathon meeting of the court, which pushed past 2 a.m., Hidalgo and allies stripped constables of an estimated $20 million in so-called rollover funds, essentially each precinct's yearly savings account. Constables claim their rainy day surplus is critical to plugging unanticipated holes in staffing and other public safety expense. Saying, quote, the reality to me is I had $52 million last year at this time, and this time, this year, I have $44 million, said Ted Heap, Harris County Constable Precinct Number 5. Quote, I hope we can resolve this issue because I don't want to have to lay any people off, added Sherman Eagleton, Harris County Constable Precinct 3. While Hidalgo and allies pledged that millions clawed back from the constables, stolen from the constables by this socialist, millions of dollars clawed back from constables will be redirected to different avenues of crime fighting. Others in the community and state government viewed the budget maneuver as defunding local police. Yeah, no crap. Yeah, you steal the money from the police and then you put it towards other programs. I told you when she was elected, this is what she would do. You take money from the police and you fund socialist activists to go into poor neighborhoods and tell the little kids there that socialism is the only way forward and that they should be good little socialists for life. That's what they mean by these other programs. They mean community outreach. They mean pouring money into Hispanic and black organizations that steal most of it, do nothing for the community, create more crime, and the police are less capable. The crime increases. They say, oh, we need to do more, and they double down on what they were doing already. I mean, I'm telling you, I don't like using the word retarded, but when the shoe fits, Lena Hidalgo's retarded. That's just how it is. It's a strategy, really, though. So it's, I don't know, maybe it's faux retardation. It's pretend. I'm just pretending to be retarded. It's just like, you know, God, we got this big fire issue that we have. You know, I keep throwing gasoline on it, and the fire is getting bigger. We got to double down. More gasoline. We don't have enough gasoline. The fire's just getting bigger. Throw more on. Literally what she's doing. Massive crime. They did all they could to defund and demonize the police. Massive crime wave followed in every major city that did this. And then they say, you know, this crime wave is so high, we better take $20 million away from the constables, away from the people who are actually, you know, responsible to the people that they oversee. Constables are voted for. If you don't do a good job as a constable, you're out. So they can't really abuse their citizens too much, or they'll be gone the next year. It's the best possible option for local police. That's what's being stripped right now. That's what's being looted by the socialists, and all of that money that's supposed to be to protect you from criminals is going towards socialist activism, socialist cabals, non-governmental organizations that promote this witch's ideology. Oh, it's clearly defunding police, and not only that, when you see that the legislature outlawed that and they're sneaking it in before the time it takes place, how outrageous can you get, said Larry Lipton, a longtime neighborhood activist. So that's the key thing here. The legislature said you are not allowed to defund the police. So this smug little woman just decided to take the money anyway. A clear violation, right? This is totalitarianism. This is the anarcho-tyranny. The legislature can decide something, but if Lena Hidalgo decides she wants to take the money anyway, she'll just take the money anyway. Our democracy, right? This is our democracy. Quote, when you've got constables on both parties coming down and saying, please don't do this. This isn't a partisan issue. It's an everybody is afraid issue and crime is on the increase, said State Senator Paul Benincourt of Houston. Don't do this. You're making a mistake with your citizens' safety. While Hidalgo contends that eliminating constables' rollover accounts is best practice that will pay off for citizens in the future, Fox 26 has confirmed that Harris County Constable Mark Herman had more than $5 million in contingency funds earmarked for public safety reclaimed by the commissioner's court. $5 million. $20 million in total. Just stripped from law enforcement, given to socialist activist causes by this one woman. Who told you, before she got elected, that her purpose of being elected was to take all of the power that she would be vested with to carry out her socialist regime? So they think it's a mistake and that this will, you know, affect public safety. It's not a mistake, and it will affect public safety. This is the purpose. They're doing it all across the country, literally releasing 70,000 violent criminals in California. Think this is an accident? You think it's a mistake? Or do you think it's purposeful? Do you think that the more crime there is, the more it benefits their party and their policies? Of course it does. So that's what they're doing. It's obvious. All right, folks, we're going to go to a little video for this first five. I see Nick Fuentes is in the studio, and he'll be joining us for the next hour. Stay with us, folks. It's American Journal.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move.
And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
This guy called Morrissey is back to enrage the bedwetting mob with a new, authentically anti-establishment album and a stinging rebuke of the UK's relentless COVID-19 lockdown. In an interview published on his Morrissey Central website, the former Smiths frontman ripped into how coronavirus rules and restrictions have been weaponized to widen the gap between us and them. The interviewer put it to Morrissey that, quote, COVID society is also the precise description of slavery. Yet we are supposed to be in a time when anything connected to slavery must be blown up or thrown in a canal in Bristol. Precisely, responded Morrissey, and more people are now forced into poverty, which is another form of slavery, as is tax and council tax and all the other ways in which we are pinned down and tracked. Our present freedom is restricted to visiting supermarkets and buying sofas. The government act like Chinese emperors. We will allow you to live as we do if you behave yourself. Morrissey pointed out that the elite aren't subject to the same COVID rules that they impose on everyone else. He said the country isn't really in lockdown except for people at the lower end of the social ladder. People who have wealth are not remotely affected by rules and regulations. Their lives are as they always were. The police only fine people who live on council estates. Haven't you noticed? Far from the projection of the collectivist myth that we're all in this together, the kind of fake performative charade embodied by the weekly clap for the NHS or cringe celebrity charity fundraisers. Morrissey points out that in reality, the lockdown has made people more atomized than ever before. It has brought the worst out in people, and we weren't ever in this together. We are deprived of seeing and hearing other people, and above all, you want to be with others who see and hear what you see and hear, because this is basic oxygen for the human soul. Take it away, and people are dead. What defines England's new contrived, collectivized, patriotic identity? It's firmly based around people worshipping dysfunctional organs of the state, while hiding their actual identity behind state-mandated cloth and elastic. Any native semblance of true English identity has long been overpowered by the all-consuming strength of diversity. The kind of diversity that led to the hashtag refugees welcome campaign and the British government graciously rescuing refugee Salman Abedi from war-torn Libya. Abedi went on to show his gratitude by blowing himself up at an Ariana Grande concert, killing 22 people and injuring 800. Many of them children. Concerned concert goers and flustered security guards wanted to report Abadi's suspicious behaviour to higher-ups, but they were either ignored or refrained from choosing to report him at all for fear of being branded racist. But as we've been told many times before, political correctness is just being nice to people. Diversity necessitates the dissolving of borders, unless those borders are concrete bollards on bridges. Morrissey mentions another case of diversity gone wrong. Emily Jones, the 7-year-old girl from Bolton who had her throat slit while cycling through the park on Mother's Day last year. The culprit was an Albanian woman smuggled into the UK on a lorry and later given asylum by the government despite lying about being a victim of human trafficking. Despite admitting that the killing of Emily Jones was, quote, premeditated, 30-year-old Eltonia Scarna escaped a murder charge because her defence team successfully claimed she'd just forgotten to take her meds that day. The Manchester Arena bombing is the subject of the title track of Morrissey's new album, Bonfire of Teenagers. Doesn't mince words, does he? Bonfire of Teenagers, the track is magnificent, but you must be expecting some manufactured paranoia. The usual, you can't sing about that, pearl fumblers, Morrissey was asked. He responded, quote, it's about the kids who were murdered. Yes.
All right, folks, that is the latest video by Paul Joseph Watson called Morrissey versus the Conformist Cult. It can be found at band.video and infowars.com. I'm here in studio with Nick Fuentes, and we will be coming to you live in 1 minute when we get back. It's American Journal. Stay with us, folks. Infowars.com and band.video is where you go to share this link. More with Nick Fuentes on the other side. We'll be right back.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is. You see it in the news. It is record level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year. And now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy t-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back. Third hour of American Journal. My name's Harrison Smith. You're watching us on Infowars.com and band.video. Next to me in studio is Nicholas J. Fuentes, acclaimed host of America First. I'll read your little bio here. An American political commentator and podcaster, Nick has been censored on numerous social media platforms for supporting the America First agenda. His website, NicholasJFuentes.com, on Twitter at NickJFuentes.com. Welcome to the show, Nick.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Very happy you're here. Of course, you're in Austin because you're in the middle of a road trip, I guess, a little excursion. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, that's right. So earlier this year, I got put on the no-fly list by the federal government, which we actually haven't gotten to the bottom of that 100%.
Right.
I think that's probably because of my appearance at the Capitol on January 6th. And, you know, for the record, of course, I think, you know, I wasn't inside the Capitol,
right.
Didn't break any laws, but that didn't prevent me from getting put on a federal no-fly list, which I only found out a couple of months ago. And so this summer I said, I'm not going to let the federal government prevent me from enjoying white boy summer. I'm not going to prevent them or let them prevent me from enjoying the summer and traveling the country. So I rented a car, I hit the road, and we've been traveling across the country and doing meetups in lots of different cities and things like that.
Yeah. The fact that you're on a no-fly list is really incredible. And I guess people don't understand how intense this is, that you weren't at the Capitol, aren't actually accused of any crime, haven't actually been charged with anything or anything of the sort, and yet are on a federal no-fly list. And I've seen you tweet about this, and I see people underneath say, oh, it's a private company. You know, they always try to throw this back to you. It's like, well, it's a private company, as if you're a libertarian or something, right? Which doesn't even make any sense anyway. But then on top of that, It's not a private company. It's the federal list. And the airline told you that. They're like, it's not us. It was actually, it's the federal order. So, I mean, how outrageous is that?
It is outrageous, and that is conventionally the argument that they throw back at conservatives, because conservatives are in favor of private property. They're right. In favor of markets. And so people say, well, that means that you have to be okay then with all the abuses of private companies. You know, because you're in favor of like a lemonade stand or ease of doing business, well, if a monopolistic tech giant like Twitter bans you, well, if you don't support that, then you're a hypocrite, which I mean, that's not true to begin with, but that's conventionally the argument they use to justify tech censorship. But in my case, it's the federal government coming down on me. This is the TSA. This is DHS. This is the FBI. And, you know, it's pretty amazing because there was a time when there was some consensus about civil liberties in the country. You know, the ACLU 50 years ago probably would have taken my case up. But now the ACLU is full of partisans.
Right.
And I think some of the people in the ACLU even wrote an article in New York Times or something like that, saying, like, what happened to the ACLU? We used to defend civil liberties.
Right.
And back during the war on terror under George W. Bush, of course, InfoWars was on the money. Conservatism was backing Bush and backing the national security state. But liberals at the time said, well, this is just terrorism as a pretext for an expansion of government control. And they opposed that and they protested that. And now we're in an era where the government is just targeting people on the basis of their political ideology, specifically political dissent. And liberals are, they're cheering it on enthusiastically. So it is an outrageous time. You would think there'd be some consensus that we all have a stake as the citizenry, left or right, that the government can't just do whatever it wants to us, you know, take us off the, or rather put us on the no-fly list, take your money, ban you from social media, that kind of thing. But that consensus is gone.
Yeah. And the one thing I've seen, I've read a few articles on air where they'll say, you know, it's dangerous to implement this type of thing because what if it gets turned on us? Because what if it gets turned on black and brown protesters who are just fighting for their rights? And it's like, no, it's wrong because it's wrong. In the same way that when it was targeting Arabs in, you know, 2001, InfoWars was against that. You don't have an unaccountable, judicial system, essentially, where the defendant doesn't even know they're being charged and has no ability to counteract or argue against those charges. It's just wrong on the face of it. But now, you know, even the most liberal organizations or liberal outlets really only tentatively or tepidly oppose it only because they're afraid it'll be turned on them eventually.
Yeah, well, and that's the argument at this point is I think the polarization has gotten so bad. There's really no middle ground between the two sides in the country. And so we don't see ourselves as on the same team. And then the consequence of that, and by the way, I think it's more at the left that feels like that than the right. I think the right still buys into this idea that we're all in this together and got to unite the country under the red, white, and blue. But the left has decided that we just have to go. We have to be erased, silenced, disenfranchised, and ultimately either put in jail or eliminated.
Mm.
Or we just have to, you know, be quiet and go along with their steamrolling control, steamrolling domination over the entire country. And so that's where they justify these things. And I said on my show, if liberals came out and said, we support tech censorship because it hurts our enemies, I would say, you know, that makes sense. Like, at least that's honest. And,
right.
It's like, okay. But they come out here and they say, well, you know, you shouldn't be a jerk. You know, you ran your mouth and now you're on the no-fly list. And it's like, is that really the principle that we want to uphold?
Yeah.
In America with the most powerful federal government, that people that run their mouth get crushed under the national security apparatus, you can't justify that. So, you know, if the left were to just come out and say, yeah, I mean, it's bad for you, that's good for us, I would get that. And I would actually agree because we're in a conflict.
Right.
That's the nature of a conflict. But, you know, they try to justify it and rationalize it. And that's, I think, our biggest problem is people rationalizing the actions of the system.
Right. No, and I talk about that all the time because to me, it's just a and I hate to do the liberal thing here, but let's relate it to Harry Potter for a moment. You've got the overt evil of like the Voldemort, right? Like the Hitler, the I'm going to destroy you. But then you have the like sickly sweet Dolores Umbridge sort of thing. For our younger viewers, they'll understand what I'm talking about here. But it's so much worse and so much more infuriating when instead of just saying I'm silencing you because you're bad, they're like, oh, it's for your own good, sweetie. It's so much more infuriating to me to have to deal with that because it's harder to combat, I guess, because they're able to coat their tyranny in a sickly sweet sort of it's for your good kind of thing. It makes it harder to combat, I think.
Well, absolutely. And I think a big part of the problem is people were taught their whole lives growing up that tyranny would come to America looking like Hitler.
Right.
It would come to America looking like 1984. It's going to be obvious. It's going to be blatant. And to people like you and I and people who watch InfoWars, it is obvious and it is blatant. Right. You know, if you sort of take the blinders off, you could see it. But you're right. It comes with this tone, which is about compassion and inclusivity and tolerance and openness and all these kinds of things. If you read between the lines, though, you could see it plain as day, the Orwellian nightmare with the tech censorship, the government, all of that. But, you know, for people that are coming up in grade school, because that's where the programming starts, mm-hmm. It starts out with, you know, look at these freedom fighters, look at civil rights heroes, and then it's a sort of subtle, like, atrocity propaganda, brainwashing, oh, but there's this colonialism, slavery, genocide, hate your ancestors, hate your country, hate who you are, that kind of thing. So you're right. I mean, there is kind of this spell that they put on. People watch, like, Dancing with the Stars, and it's sort of this, like, bread and circus, and they don't realize what's going on just underneath the surface, that, you know, all these people are in on it. So I've never seen Harry Potter. By the way, I sort of pride myself on that. But the analogy I think of is like Star Wars. You know, in Star Wars, when the clone troopers become the stormtroopers, you know, the Republic becomes the Empire. That's what we're living through right now.
Right.
My baby analogy.
Yeah, that's right. I bring up Lord of the Rings about three times every episode. So I think it's useful. And I mean, it's funny to me because, I'm not going to start talking about Harry Potter. We're not going to go down that road. I'd rather go down the road that, you know, you were talking about in that, I guess maybe we were talking about before we went on air, but this, the fact that they're now expanding the Capitol Police to field offices and really moving forward with the nationalization of police. And again, it's like I was raging earlier in the show. It's just like, how can you not see what's happening? How is it not absurdly obvious what's going on with this? The threats aren't real, but the tyranny is that comes out. And, you know, I'd love to get your input on this because I sort of went off on a tirade at the beginning of the show. Talk about the fact that what they're laying down now is the infrastructure for total control, but they're doing it prematurely in that they don't have total control yet. So there is a chance that 2022 or 2024, all of this apparatus that they've created could fall into the hands of conservatives and be turned against the people that they're now trying to use it to support. So I want to get your opinion on that when we get back. We're going to go to a short commercial break here. I'm with Nicholas J. Fuentes. His website, nicholasjfuentes.com. Nick J. Fuentes is his Twitter account. We'll be back to discuss on the other side.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality. Specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution.
We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate-controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. thebiopros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back with Nick Fuentes. I'm watching some Star Wars here. Very exciting stuff. Okay, so when we dropped off, we were talking about this Capitol Police plan. Because, yeah, I'd love to get your input on this, because they're laying down the groundwork for a really totalitarian regime, and it's like, if only we had maybe just one good Republican that actually understood the threat that we're under and understood, like, they have a gun to your head, but in 2022 or 2024, that gun could be in your hands. But I can't see Ted Cruz. I couldn't see even Matt Gaetz or Jim Jordan. I can't see any Republican, like, actually taking control and going after the left in the same way that the left is going after the right. It's a major handicap that we have as conservatives. And so they're just going to steamroll right over us. But what do you think about the idea that they're laying out this totalitarian infrastructure a little bit prematurely?
Well, I think that they're confident in the fact after the 2020 election that they'll never have to turn over the keys to the federal government, the national security apparatus, because, and I said this during Stop the Steal, that was the urgency of that transition period from the election to the inauguration, because it's not just the consequence of 4 years of Biden or Harris. It's the consequence of what happens when the system knows, and it has demonstrated the ability, that they can steal a presidential election. And not like they did in like 1960, not like they did a handful of other times when they get a few thousand votes in one or two states, but in five or six swing states. And we're talking like hundreds of thousands of ballots, a fake pandemic, all that kind of stuff. So I think at this point they're confident, perhaps overconfident, that they'll just never have to turn the keys over again to Republicans. And that's why it was a little bit disappointing in the Trump administration that he didn't use the tools at his disposal to target left-wing institutions, the tools that he had available to him.
Right.
And in a big way, it was because he's not a politician. He came in from the private sector. I don't know that you can come into that office with no expertise and wield it effectively, or even
especially when all of your underlings are working against you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the other thing, which I was about to say, is not just in the Congress, not just the congressional leadership and the party leadership, but within his own White House, people right under his nose in the West Wing, constantly subverting him. And, it came out right after the inauguration, I think, that it was his generals lying to him about the troop totals in Iraq and Afghanistan, telling him, no, we won't pull the troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan. So in short, it's unfortunate, because I think Donald Trump would have been the only Republican that would have been capable of doing something like that. And he missed the opportunity in a big way to go after big tech, academia, to go after the Democratic Party, the big liberal cities. And so now we're in this predicament where left has unitary control over government. They're filling up the agencies, the intelligence apparatus, national security apparatus, Pentagon with their people. And it's a big open-ended question. Can Republicans get back in office? Can they utilize those things? The upside, the upshot of all of that is if the answer is yes, if by some miracle we get another chance, get another opportunity like 16, get back in the driver's seat, then we will inherit control over this apparatus. Then it's the onus is on whoever the next president is or whoever the next leader is to gut the institutions, fill them with our people, and start to turn things around, start to reverse what's gone on for the past, 30 years.
Right. Because I feel like we're just being set up for another Trump, right? We can work our butts off. We can do everything that's necessary to get somebody in office. And then instead of using this apparatus, just to do the same thing that the left is doing to us, right? If we just did exactly the same thing, it would be very effective. But instead they'd say, no, that's not what America's about. We don't target people for... So it's like on one side, they just are ruthlessly targeting their opponents. The opponents, on the other hand, if they were in control, would never do that. And it's like, I really think it's just... I think most of the people in the Capitol like still watch mainstream media. They just don't understand the threat that we're under. And I don't... Or they're controlled. So I don't know. What do you think it is? Do you think like they literally just don't understand that their supporters are literally being rounded up by secret police and being charged with terrorism for peacefully protesting? Like, and they just think that's fine. Are they controlled opposition? Like, what is it going to take to get into the minds of the Republicans? Like, this is a life or death struggle and you're twiddling your thumbs.
I think it's controlled opposition. I really do. I think that the whole party is basically controlled. And I think that throughout the Trump years, they were either actively subverting or they were biding their time. You know, they were stalling. And that was a big part of it. This is their MO. It's what they do. They knew that they didn't have to necessarily divert Trump or throw him off course or even challenge him directly. I think they knew it would be suicide politically to challenge him, but they just ran out the clock.
Yeah.
When Trump wanted to pull the troops out, when Trump wanted to build the border wall, they said, well, we'll do that later. And I keep going back to, I started my show in 2017, right after the inauguration. I think it was first week in February. And what did congressional Republicans want to do first thing after Trump got in office? Not build the border wall, not fix the USMCA or the NAFTA trade agreement, not focus on the foreign wars. They wanted to repeal Obamacare.
Right.
And they wasted 6 months on that. They tried three times, and Republicans sank it. John McCain
vetoed it. Tweeted.
And then after that, they did the tax cuts, right?
Yay.
They used that. It's like
it's so frustrating. It's so frustrating. It's just like, and that's, I always use the metaphor of like even the Supreme Court. Like, I think the Republicans should just do whatever the Democrats claim they're going to do.
Right.
Right. The Democrats literally before they were in power were like, we are going to pack the Supreme Court. The correct response to that is for the Republicans to go, all right, well, we're going to pack it right now because we have control. Obviously, what are they going to do? Well, you can't do that. We are going to. Like, no, you said you're going to do it, so we're going to do it preemptively to stop you from doing that. But they, for some reason, they just can't think that way. I don't know what it is. They can't strategically, like, understand that this is a life or death situation. They are coming at your throats with everything they have. You cannot just treat them like some sort of, I don't know, just like... I jostle back and forth, like argue about this tax cuts here, tax cuts there, life or death situation, and our people aren't fighting for us. It's unbelievably frustrating. I mean, you in particular, and this is something that I cover on this show constantly. I hate the division, and you're getting hit pieces written on you by Breitbart and Fox News, and it's like I went on a big rant of the show. I was like, let's just lay down and die. We'll just lay down. We'll just let the communists have everything. You know, we'll just destroy each other. We got these people fighting over here and these people fighting. We'll all just fight each other and just let the communists take over. It's infuriating. So how do we get over this?
Well, I think Republicans have just got to get serious. The voters have to get serious. We have to put politicians in place that are serious. It's not a game. And I think that's how people look at it. They look at it like a soccer game. And if they win, well, we'll get them next time. And then the consequences of this are really trivial. The consequences are not trivial. We are talking about an extinction level event for Western civilization. Like, it's over.
Right.
We were out of time 20 years ago. We were out of time 30 years ago. This is overtime right now. We've got a chance to start to plant the seeds to maybe turn things around or salvage something in the future. We don't have time to waste. We don't have energy to waste. And what is required now is that kind of winner mentality where Republicans, like you said, they get in office and they say, well, you know, we're not going to do that. That's not fair. We're not going to do that because, well, you know, we want to meet you halfway or something like that. When the left achieves a victory, and I've been saying this on my show for the past few years or whatever,
right,
the mantra from the left is when they get abortion, when they get gay marriage, when they get Obamacare, when they get any of these, you know, recent victories, they say, you know, they go out for a press conference in front of the Supreme Court and they say, you know, this is really great. Thanks to everybody who made this possible. But there's still so much work to be done.
Not enough. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Our work is not done. And we'll be back here tomorrow for the next thing. Republicans come in and then they like cut themselves off halfway. They say, well, we're not going to get everything we want. We'll get halfway. We've got to get used to saying not good enough. We have to go further, harder. We need more.
Yeah, absolutely. And recognizing that you can't trust your enemies. Like, for some reason, they think that the Democrats are going to treat them fairly. They're not.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is, you see it in the news. It is record-level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year, and now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge for myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Nick Fuentes is with me. His website, nicholasjfuentes.com. His Twitter, at Nick J. Fuentes. What can people expect to find when they go to your website?
Well, if you go to nicholasjfuentes.com, you can subscribe and see every episode of my show, all the live streams I've ever done, and my content. And at AmericaFirst.live, people can watch my show, which is live Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock Central.
Are you doing it on the road?
I am. Well, I've been trying to.
As much as possible.
Yeah, but I bet you guys know it's a little tricky on the road.
A little tricky on the road, yeah. Yeah, we tend to bring quite a bit of gear, and it doesn't always work. But that's very exciting. Of course, it's an incredibly popular show. What do you think it is about you that makes people so mad? I mean, people really, really hate you, Nick. I don't know if you're aware of this. They hate Alex Jones. They hate you. I mean, what is it about you that has sort of brought you to the top of – because to be fair, there's a lot of people that started shows around the time you did that maybe had the same similar setup or similar theme. But you've sort of risen to the top of this and to the top of the hatred charts, you know, from coming from the other side. What about you infuriates them so much?
Well, I think it's the fact that I'm, like InfoWars, truly independent. Right. I think that they really hate that because I remember when InfoWars got censored 3 years ago and I covered it on my show, I said, think about what they have going on in Texas. They have got something that rivals the influence and the reach and the competence of a major network, and they don't need to run it up the flagpole for approval from the New World Order, from the elites. That's power. They fear that. They're insecure about that. And I don't know if I'm on the level of InfoWars, but in the same sense, they look at me and I've got a younger following. The people that show up to my meetups are teenagers. I mean, it's right. High schoolers that go to my meetups and college students. And
that is terrifying to the elites. I mean, you can only imagine.
Right, because they think all the kids are on TikTok getting vaccines and that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then they see these kids going up and chanting Groyper and America First and everything. And so I think they don't like me because I have a younger following. I'm independent. And I kind of like give a middle finger to the establishment because, you know, when they hate me, I like revel in that. I like that, and that helps me. And it's sort of the same. You bring up Alex Jones and it's people like Donald Trump or Tucker Carlson. It's anti-fragility. I think we're capitalizing on the fact, not in a cynical way, but people resent the elites in this country. People resent the system. It's not working for people. And so when people like you and I come along, or Alex or Trump or Tucker or many other people, and say, you know what, we don't need the establishment. You hate us. Oh, well, that actually is a good thing. Actually, I think – that means that's a plus. We're independent
right.
of people like us.
You're evil, so I'm okay with you hating me.
Right. I think that makes them see. Then, in particular, you know, I tell the truth on my show. I go on my show and I don't come up with these like clever rhetorical arguments that get tested in a focus group.
Right.
I roll out of bed. I turn the camera on and I let them have it. And I talk about the both sides, right and left, globalist control over both sides. And I know that's why you guys are under assault. We're under assault. That, I mean, that's the real conflict. It's not between the sort of partisan actors, institutional actors on the so-called right and the left, but it really is between the establishment and the sort of opposition, which is kind of like what we're becoming at this point.
I also think it has to do with the fact that you're taking advantage of a new technology, because InfoWars has been really good at adapting itself. But of course, it started on radio, and that's sort of still the structure that we have with the ad breaks and stuff. So, you know, we're able to do a lot with it. And of course, we made massive inroads into the social media world before that. But the idea of a kid in his basement, a kid in his room with a webcam actually affecting American politics, I mean, that's a whole new thing. To me, it almost reminds me more of Rush Limbaugh than anything else. And if you go back and look at what they said about Rush Limbaugh in the 1990s, it's similar to what they say about you, because he did a great job of pioneering a new medium, actually, which was the talk radio and conservative talk radio. And I feel like that's kind of what you're doing in a way with a new technology and the live streaming capabilities.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, when I started out, I mean, I'm a younger guy, but I'm not even as young as some of the newest people that are on the scene. But
which is terrifying.
Yeah, right.
To me as a 30-year-old.
Yeah, well, me too. I was like, I used to be 18. I'm 22.
You're
time
old man.
Goes by.
Yeah.
But when I was getting started, live streaming was new. You know, nobody was doing live streaming. You know, I remember being in high school 2015, 2016, and it was like a novelty. Twitch was just getting started, and I think YouTube was just getting their live streaming capability. And yeah, I mean, their old forms of control are breaking. Conventional radio, television, those kinds of things. The internet has given way. There used to be a time, I mean, not so much anymore, but the age of the free and open internet was catalyzing things like the Arab Spring, although that was kind of astroturfed. But, you know, it had the potential to catalyze world-changing events. And so I've capitalized on it. And you know, back to why they hate me, I think it's because they can't get rid of me. You know, older conventional people that use more conventional mediums can be controlled. People can be taken off television. Even people that are on YouTube. If you're only on YouTube doing uploads, you could be taken off and silenced. And we've seen that happen to many people. But with me, I've got a younger following. It's a highly engaged audience. It's sort of like guerrilla political, I don't want to say warfare, I don't want to get the feds on me, but you know, it's like a guerrilla sort of political activism, and they don't really know how to respond to that. They don't know how to take me out. They don't know how to censor me. You know, the SPLC, they were despondent a couple of months ago because they're like, he built his own platform, and I don't know how to take him off because, you know, the hit pieces weren't working. They were trying to get me banned on Twitter, so I think they hate me because I'm just like, just won't go away.
Yeah, they can't target your sponsors, they can't target the hosting site. You do it all yourself. That's the beauty of InfoWars. It's the beauty of America First. It's really an exciting time. I mean, it really, I'm a fan of history, and I look at today like you look at ancient Rome, and you think 1,000 years from now, you know, the forum has taken the form of the internet, but essentially what's going on is the same thing. It's the combating of ideas, it's political machinations, it's all extremely exciting. What I want to do here, because we know they're watching us, I really want to piss off the globalists. So, you know they watch you like a hawk. You know they, like, we know they watch us like a hawk. What can we talk about that'll really make them mad? Have you, I know you haven't been watching the news much recently. I don't know if you've seen some of the newest information coming out here, but there's a lot of insanity happening. A paganistic trans sex worker artwork to be displayed in London's Trafalgar Square. It's been an insane week. Where do we go to?
Well, yeah, you just passed me this one about Biden kneeling before the Israeli president. Yeah, I saw that. Well, and you know, you're not supposed to talk about that in conservative ink. That was honestly, because I'll tell you just a quick story. When I got my start in college, I almost was going to get a job at Daily Wire, which is Ben Shapiro's outlet. And they stopped talking to me. They ghosted me because I kept asking, how is foreign aid America First? How is this unconditional relationship America First? And I said, I don't have a problem with Israel, but unconditional, unquestioning, total, one-sided, that's not sticking with the principle of America First. And but anyway, so this latest story, Biden kneeling to the Israeli president, you know, there are some people that say, the left is anti-Semitic. The left is anti-Israel. Trump was the most pro-Israel president, and Biden will not be a friend. But, you know, you see time and time again, if we're pissing off the globalists here, Israel is a friend to the American regime, not to the American evangelicals, not to the American Christians, Protestants, and others that support the state of Israel with monetary contributions or in the way they vote and in their activism. People go to these rallies or whatever. They support the American regime. And the American regime is our enemy. You know, I mean, that's something important to keep in mind, which, you know, me and Robert Barnes debated, I brought that up. He said something to the effect of, oh, well, Israel wanted to take out Assad, and so did the regime. So that means that they're our closest ally. And I said, well, maybe they're the closest ally of the national security apparatus, which wants to destabilize the Middle East and pour refugees into Europe. But that's not the ally of the American people. That's not the ally of the people that voted for Donald Trump. They're the ally of the people that are hunting down the Capitol rioters right now. They're the ally of Biden, who, you know, kneels before them.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, to me, it's like I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm really not anti-Israel, but I don't like imperialism, and I don't like other countries, you know, our president bowing to their president. I don't like that. And so, I don't know, it's funny to me to talk about that stuff because I just treat Israel like any other country. And when you do that, it's like, wait, why is our president bowing to them? Why are we giving them billions of dollars? Like, what is it that we're getting out of this relationship? I don't see it other than endless warfare in the Middle East. It makes no sense. So, anyway, there's still a lot of other stuff to talk about, and we're going to talk about some of the other I don't know what to call it, smears against you, I guess, that have been going around since that's why your name has been popping up in the media so much recently with Paul Gosar and others. We'll be back with Nicholas J. Fuentes on the other side. Nick J. Fuentes is his Twitter account for now, until he gets kicked off.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdown are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is, they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man, trust in God to lead, God, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists and realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, but realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. American Journal, final segment with Nick Fuentes. NicholasJFuentes.com is the website. The Twitter is at Nick J. Fuentes. You brought up something I thought was really important and something that I try to talk about a lot anyway. It's the destruction of language. And you brought up that Donald Trump no longer uses the word globalist. He has replaced it with stuff like the far left Democrats or other terms that might be similar to globalist, but he doesn't use the word globalist. And I said my assumption was that people around him told him, no, globalist is anti-Semitic. You can't say globalist because that's an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. And so he said, all right, I don't want to insult the Jews. I'm not going to use that term anymore. When that's not true, globalist does not mean Jew. I'll say that a million times. It absolutely does not. But if you say that it does, then you can stop people from actually talking about the real ideology, which is a global corporate singular government overriding and eventually subsuming national governments. That is a distinct ideology that's held by Christian or supposedly Christian, supposedly Jewish, supposedly Muslims, Bill Gates, Clintons, like these people aren't Jewish. There are lots of Jews that aren't globalists. So if you make that incorrect and improper association saying globalist is anti-Semitic, so you can't talk about it, then you neuter the ability for us anti-globalists to discuss that idea. If you can't talk about globalists, how are you supposed to oppose that idea? It's a very effective defense, in my opinion, shielding their ideology from criticism. So I thought that was a very good point. I don't know if you wanted to expand on that or what you thought about that.
Yes, it's actually been it's been very problematic because, you know, when Trump started to run in 2016, I think the reason people supported him was not because he was a Republican. It was because he was calling out globalism. He was talking about real problems, the crisis on the border, the free trade, the deindustrialization of America. And that's what started, I think, a cultural phenomenon. That's why people who hadn't voted in years came out to vote for him.
Right.
That's why people that – I would imagine people who watch InfoWars aren't totally partisan Republicans or partisan conservatives.
I don't think they could be because
partisan Republicans suck. You know?
Right.
I mean, like they're instruments of the national security apparatus and the deep state and all of that. But people came out for Trump uniquely and rallied around him because he was not opposed to the nominal left or the Democrats or whatever, but he was against – the elites. He was against the decision makers that are wrecking the country. And he said what they were, globalists, of which there are people that are transnational, post-national, anti-national, but people that reject America as a nation or don't believe in nations at all or don't believe that America should have sovereignty. And now, you know, 4 years later, he goes up at a rally. I think he said globalist this past week, like a couple days ago. But I commented on his rally 2 weeks ago, his first rally, I think, in Sarasota in Florida. And he kept saying radical left Democrats. And I thought, you know, this is just pulling everybody back into the same partisan trap.
Exactly.
It's like sort of this Pied Piper effect where people who kind of understood what was at stake and the nature of this conflict and the two opposing sides, which is the American regime,
mm-hmm.
the globalist elites, like I said, people against sovereignty, and then the American people that want to keep our nation. And now it's been obfuscated and obscured, and it's been brought into this old school false conflict, this artificial conflict between the nominal left and the nominal right, between, you know, Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton, between
right.
George Bush and John Kerry, two sides of the same coin. And so I think that, you know, if we're to support Trump in 2024, I don't know that I can if I don't see the Trump that I saw in 2016, you
right.
know, because I can't go out and support John McCain, Mitt Romney. I can't support a generic Republican. Generic Republicans aren't going to save our country because
right.
they're just as much as part of the problem as the left.
Right. And I mean, Donald Trump destroyed the Clintons and the Bushes. I mean, he was a unique figure that was, you're right. He was targeting the political elites. And by forcing that discussion into a partisan divide, it neuters it of its revolutionary aspect. Its revolutionary aspect was that it superseded this party divide, and that's what was neutered and forced him into the box that I agree just makes him sort of a useful tool. I didn't know that he actually used the word globalist then, because again, in my opinion, when I use it and you know, my knowledge of the concept of globalism, it is a total lie that it means Jew. It's just like, it's so stupid. It's such a stupid concept and smear that they use, but it prevents people from actually talking about it. And I think they do this with a lot of language. Sometimes they do it in the opposite direction, where they say nationalism is racism, right? So you can't be a nationalist or else you're a racist. People go, well, I'm not a racist, so I'm not a nationalist. It's like, okay, well, now you've neutered the ability to actually be a nation and promote your national idea, because now you're afraid to say that. So the use of language, I think, is incredibly effective, and they wield it incredibly effectively, which is really only possible because they have a total control of our ability to get information out, except for places like InfoWars and yourself.
That's right. Well, and it's so true about nationalism kind of being the other side of that same coin, because you're right. They take that to mean, oh, it's some form of ethnic nationalism.
Right.
It's white nationalism. It's white supremacy. And I always tell people on my show when we talk about these kinds of issues, think about what's going on in the country. It's millions of people pouring into the country every year, illegally, legally. It's a full-on demographic transformation. If I say that this is out of control. If I say that this is radical, it's too much or too fast, then I'm suddenly having to defend, like, well, what is an American? Is it only white people or something like that? How about we're against the deliberate fundamental transformation of America on a fundamental demographic level? I mean, isn't it enough to just say that? And even with globalism, they say, oh, well, is that anti-Semitic? Is it something like that? How about we just call out the fact that there are thousands of elites in these coastal cities and media, multinational corporations, academia, and government who all know each other, all work together, all conspire together for concealed objectives, a concealed agenda, which is, you know, expressed through the pandemic, expressed through the election fraud, expressed through the big tech censorship, everything that we've seen for the past year. You know, let's just talk frankly about what's going on. But you're right. They always try to drag it back into, oh, well, that's something that is racist, anti-Semitic. It's part of this area that you're not allowed to talk about, think about, ask questions about it. And if you do, your career is over. Even right. if you're a conservative, even right wing people are afraid of those kinds of words. You know, on the left, and right wing people know this, they say, oh, well, the left calls everyone racist. But then I go out and criticize the relationship with Israel, or I go out and say certain things, and they say, oh, well, this guy's anti-Semitic.
Right.
This guy's got to be canceled. We have to break all the forms of linguistic control and just be frank and honest about what's going on.
Yeah, I totally agree. And to me, there's a consistency in believing that a people of a nation have a right to govern themselves and not be influenced by especially people who don't have their best interests in mind. No country should have its population forcibly replaced through legal immigration, illegal immigration, whatever it is. I don't want it done to America. I wouldn't want it done to Mexico. If there were a million Chinese people pouring into Mexico every year, I would go, that's pretty messed up, Mexico. You should probably stop them from doing that. But no, I'm racist now, apparently, because, you know, I think countries should have borders, which I think goes back to your point about Donald Trump being a revolutionary aspect. In 2015, when Donald Trump first started running, I admit I was watching too much The Daily Show, I guess, or whatever, thought it was racist. I thought open borders was the libertarian perspective. And it was only through Donald Trump championing these, and then suddenly I started reading, like, okay, why does he think this? Oh, that's a pretty good point. Now, that's why are we doing that? Now, wait a second, this is bad. And so I actually came around through the argumentation, you know, changed my mind and realized that, no, this isn't about the freedom of people to move around and whatever the talking points are. It's about demographic replacement. It's about the destruction of the industry. It's about bringing in voters. It's about all this sort of stuff. And now it's to the point that they're bringing more people are crossing per month than stormed the beaches at Normandy. So, I mean, this is an invasion that's been ongoing for 6 months with no signs of slowing down whatsoever.
You're right. And Trump woke me up in the same way because I was a libertarian in high school. Well, I don't think you were in high school, but years ago before the election.
It took me a little longer, but I got around.
Well, I mean, I think it was different before the Trump moment because it was a libertarian moment. It was the Ron Paul revolution and all of that. But I was a libertarian 5 years ago, whatever, when I was in high school, and I looked at it the same way. I'd never even thought of immigration. I never even thought about demographics or race or anything like that. And then the Trump election came around, and specifically what woke me up was thinking about how is Trump going to win? How is a Republican going to win? Because whether you supported Rand Paul or Ted Cruz or Trump, you looked at the electoral map, and it seemed like over the past 30 years, fewer and fewer states are in play for Republicans. California is not in play anymore.
Right.
You know, Colorado may not be in play. Nevada is not in play.
Hell, Mexico's Texas not in may play. Not be in play with the number of illegal immigrants that are coming across.
Right. Very soon. And so I looked at the map, and I was trying to put together the numbers for how any Republican could win the election. And I said, gee, there's really not a clear path here. I mean, we're going to have to pull off some kind of upset. Trump wound up winning the Midwest, which I don't think many people thought was possible. But then I looked at, well, who's voting and how are they voting? The people that are pouring into the country are voting for Democrats.
Right.
You know, if you just look at a simple breakdown, what if white people voted? What if only black people voted? What if only Hispanic people voted? It's very clear to see who's driving this electoral disaster for the Republican Party. And what does that mean as a consequence, not just for the party, but for what the party represents? This electoral disaster for the Constitution, for civil liberties, for libertarians, for conservatives, for nationalists. It's being driven by the demographic change. And so I saw that and I could not unsee that. I could not unsee that these people that are voting for the transformation of our country, there's more and more of them coming here every day in the states that we need to win to make the country the way that we want it to be.
Sick stuff, man. I wish we had more time. But you're going to be on with Alex Jones in the next few hours. So stay tuned to InfoWars. Nick Fuentes, NicholasJFuentes.com.